Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Acerac, the undead wizard, and this week we are sponsored by the Black Network, aka the Zentarums. Need somebody rubbed out, and not in a sexy way? Want access to the latest and greatest illicit substances? Need something retrieved from a forgotten stronghold, but don't want to pay a goody two-shoes? All these services and more are offered by the Black Network. Find your local representative. You can identify them by the BDSM gear they wear in public. Up until this point, listeners, no matter who we've been interviewing, they've been at the top of the food chain. Even humble Meepo didn't work for anybody else. It's high time we give credit to those who make it all happen. The henchmen. Underlings, meat puppets, whatever you want to call them. We couldn't do our grand work of villaining without their labor. Please welcome to the show, Cyrus Bellevue.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited.
Welcome, welcome. I have to say I'm impressed by your hybrid human physiology. You look like a salmon, a pig, a human, and a zebra made love and had you.
Oh, thank you. I'm just a humble butler, but this is all so much.
Now, you work for the vampire lord Strahd von Zarevich, is that correct?
I wouldn't call it work. It's so fulfilling. Yes, technically, Strahd is my boss, but I hope I can also call him a friend.
What makes you think Strahd is your friend?
Oh, I do such good work for him. The candlesticks are always extra dribbly. The mirrors are all artfully cracked, and I teach him how to play the organ.
You just described a working relationship. So is he your friend?
Oh, he loves my jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Because 789.
Oh. Quite amusing.
Yes, it is.
Well, with jokes like that, I can understand why you think Strahd is your best friend.
Oh, you really think so? I try, but sometimes with comedy, you don't know if it lands.
And you're sure he knows you exist?
Of course! The gargoyles don't polish themselves. It's a lot of work maintaining a vampire's castle.
Do you have any hobbies outside of work?
I like to cook. The master keeps a special kitchen just for me. A lot of cooks are reluctant to experiment with eyeballs and hair, but I like to be bold.
Oh, I can see that. Do you have a favorite meal to prepare?
Oh, the master doesn't eat ordinary food, more of a drinker. It's faster for the vampire on the go. But my favorite meal I prepare for myself is boiled bones. Children's bones, to be exact. The witches at the old mill sometimes go by and eat that with me. A good bone broth is great for the gut, especially if it's made out of babies.
Oh, so you have other friends. You seem so devoted to your work. I'm glad you have your own things going on. Do they teach you any magic?
This brain of mine, it's good for maintaining a home. Not so good for anything as complicated as magic. That's more of the master's domain.
But surely you've picked up a thing or two working for such an excellent wizard for so long.
Oh, sometimes I'm able to pull off a mage hand. It can be handy when I'm sweeping. But it only goes off half the time.
Mage Hand. Such a useful spell. So useful, I made it impossible to cast in my lair. Too many levers control my spinning blades.
Oh, wow! Specific anti-magic wards are way beyond me.
Hey, at least you know what an anti-magic ward is. That's better than my henchmen can do.
Why, thank you. I do make an effort. I appreciate the recognition. You know, honestly, I don't get a lot of that.
Oh, does Strahd rarely compliment you?
Oh, he's just so busy. It's hard for him to make time for me. Sometimes I get lonely.
Oh, but you help him learn to play the organ. Surely that's a weekly thing?
Oh, our last lesson was almost a century ago. He's such a dab hand at it now. He doesn't need me.
Oh, wow, you've lived for over a century. I wouldn't expect that.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, all that fur and hair and all those teeth and beaks. They can't be easy for you to maintain.
Oh, you're saying I look old?
No, no, not at all. You just have such a unique look.
I know I'm hideous. I make babies cry when they see me. But that's a good thing for being a henchman.
Cyrus, you are so loyal to your master, and loyalty is a very attractive quality.
I hope so.
You're going to make some half-vulture, half-fish, half-ox, half-mosquito, half-person out there very, very happy.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I wouldn't mind some companionship.
Knock 'em dead, Tiger.
Thanks. And thanks for having me on the show. I'd better get back to my duties.
We'll let you get back to it. Thanks for coming on. Cyrus is a wonderful specimen of a henchman. Just enough ambition to be really excellent at his duties, but not enough to want to top his master. His admiration for Strahd is obvious, even from a very short conversation. And in his own way, he contributes so much to the cause of evil. A sloppy vampire's castle is much less intimidating. Imagine if you opened a door and it didn't creak at all. You'd be much bolder in fighting the vampire lord. And sooner rather than later, the whole edifice would come crumbling down. But because of Cyrus Bellevue, you can be sure that any door you open in Castle Ravenloft will squeal like a pig. Thanks again for listening to the show. If you're a villain and want to participate, join us in the Emerald Crater. Until next time, kill them all! I've been a Sarak, the undead wizard. If you enjoyed my monster interview show, you could share it with a friend. Or you could subscribe to my wizardly channel. Or you could leave us a review. Or you could do all three. Soon, the evil we create together shall span the multiverse.